through a bedroom window in the Lois Voltaire home in Chicago Sunday. The bird survived, and one thing is sure, it won't be part of Voltaire's Thanksgiving dinner. Voltaire says his three children already have made it a pet. And that's one happy ending to a pheasant story. The weather information for the state of Minnesota: cloudiness generally all over the state in the northeast, and mostly fair, though, for the rest of the state. So let's put that considerable cloudiness in the northeast. Scattered light showers, a low over this night, mostly in the 20s. Tomorrow's high, 34 to about 55 degrees. And for the Twin Cities, mostly fair tonight, partly cloudy tomorrow through Tuesday with a chance of a few light showers tomorrow night. A little warmer through this coming day and night. Not much temperature change. Low over this night, 25 degrees. High tomorrow, 52. And low tomorrow night, 32 degrees. The skies are fair this hour. The pressure is falling. Humidity 92%. The winds southeast at 8. And the temperature is 28 degrees. John Sewell, WCCO Radio News on the hour. You'll hear news in headline form on the half hour. News again on the hour. And, of course, any breaking stories through the hour. This is Musical Showcase through the Monday morning hours. That's the music of Les Baxter, called Love is a Fabulous Thing. Love certainly is. It's about 9 past the hour. Just had a call from a group of college students listening to WCCO from Eastern Illinois and around the University of Illinois there, about 200 miles south of Chicago. So we're glad to have you aboard this morning. And the rest of the whole nation as well, from you fine people listening from the East Coast to the West Coast and down south, and to the good neighbors to the north in Canada. So glad to have you aboard on a Monday morning. Still 28 degrees, at least in the Twin Cities area, and just a wee bit later on, we'll have a chance to look at weather pretty much over the whole nation. Here at WCCO, this coming day, at Mora, which is about 70 miles from the Twin Cities, you'll be able to check in with WCCO Radio Farm City Days with Charlie Boone and Rog Erickson, holding forth at the Carl and Hilda Erickson Farm, which is about 3 miles south of Mora on Route 65. Hear the Boone Erickson Fun from 1:30 to 5. Monday and also Tuesday at Lake City, WCCO Radio will host the Farm City Days. That'll be 60 miles southeast of the Twin Cities with Howard Viken and Jim Hill originating their Tuesday evening programs in the Ralph and Lois Shrimp Farm, about 6 miles southwest of Lake City. And on Tuesday morning, Jim and Howard and Maynard Spies firing up at 5:05 from the Shrimp Farm and broadcasting until 10 a.m. Well, let's see now. In this hour, we're going to bring to you some of the great thoughts of the year of 1940. And that'll be coming up in, just about 5-7 minutes or so. Coming up now, the music of Lionel Hampton. Some great vibe sounds here. Lionel Hampton, vibe sound and the music of Over the Rainbow, which I believe came from The Wizard of Oz back in the year of 1939. And I mentioned that this hour musical showcase is going to spotlight the year of 1940. Well, maybe just setting the scene with a year before. Say, in just about 20-some-odd minutes, you'll have a chance over the Minnesota skies to view Pagels coming across at about 1:38 this morning. So make that about 20-25 minutes from now. That'll be when it will be at its peak at 1:38, 27 degrees above the northeast horizon, moving from northwest to southeast. Pagels, the weather satellite, coming across the Minnesota skies. Pretty much fair skies throughout the upper Midwest this morning. I'll have a chance to get into the weather for you on the half hour, a little bit more in detail. Captain Tom Weber is also Dr. Thomas Weber. His buddies call him Doc. Tom doesn't carry a rifle. He carries bandages and medicine instead. Tom's operating room is in Vietnam, and he helps take care of the men of his Army unit, Now, Tom has performed emergency operations well within range of enemy artillery. He works long hours in all kinds of weather. He's given up his fashionable waiting room and pretty nurses, but he's doing a very important job, a job he wouldn't trade for anything, by the way. He's working hard in Vietnam for his country. And what more can a man do? Well, Tom Weber found one more thing. He buys United States savings bonds. Every payday, he buys them because they help buy bandages and medicine. He buys them because they help keep America strong. Tom Weber is a doctor in Vietnam and helping to save the lives of American fighting men. He buys savings bonds where he works. How about you? It's 28 degrees on the outside. How about the music of Nelson Riddle and spotlighting one of the great Nat Cole songs? You recognize that as the song entitled Too Young? Nat Cole did such a job on that song. Nelson Riddle is a salute to the great and late Nat Cole with that song. 18 and a half past the hour of one from WCCO Musical Showcase. This is John Sewell, and glad to have you aboard. I'd like to talk about some good car buying. And if you would like to really, really save some good money right now, I want to direct your attention and your efforts and direct yourself to Market Ford, West Broadway, right off of Lindale. For you see, they have a liquidation sale in progress to pretty much close out the 1966 models of Fords, from the Fairlanes, Falcons, to the Mustangs and Thunderbirds. And Market Ford is giving the highest trade-in allowance for your old car right now, even if it's not yet fully paid for. Your present car could be worth as much as double book value if it's especially clean. And they also have on-the-spot financing, too, from the First National Bank or the Ford Motor Company. Immediate delivery. Immediate delivery. You drive it in your old car and drive out on a new 66 Ford, Fairlane, Falcon, Mustang, or Thunderbird. Now, these are the demonstrators. These also were the executive cars. The others in the 66 lot are brand new, have never been touched. And there are still a large selection now. There is, I should say, a large selection of warranted, guaranteed new car trade-ins, too, if you would like to go into maybe a used car. Well, you check at Market Ford, the Ford marketplace for over 60 cars being shown right now, cleaning out the new 66s, and also have the new 67s in stock. Market Ford, West Broadway, off Lindale. At 20 minutes past the hour, going into the special feature of this hour, the music that will take you back to a pretty wonderful year. If you can, if you can call 1940, about 26 years ago, a wonderful year, if your memory will serve correct, then come back now through yesteryear and check out what happened in that wonderful year. I would have to classify that as one of my very favorite all-time old standard songs. There's a Small Hotel, done by the Keith Texter Singers. Just had a call, and the lady mentioned that the Keith Texter Singers originated, now I may have this wrong, as the Honey Dreamers. Well, Keith Texter, former Minneapolis man, he and his wife started with the Honey Dreamers, and then carried things along to the Keith Texter Singers. So proud of our local celebrities there. The music from that wonderful year of 1940, being spotlighted in this hour of Musical Showcase to put a few memories in your hat, if you recall back those years, those many years, 26, maybe you'd like to forget about recalling back that long ago. It was a year when America was in the middle of war, but it was a happy year for most everybody in the United States. War didn't seem to dampen the spirits too much. They really didn't think we'd get mixed up in it too much. Although the first draft act in our history was enacted in that year, the men of the camps were singing songs like Goodbye, Dear, and I'll Be Back in a Year. Nylon stockings first appeared, and the women were thrilled. They put them on and went to the movies to swoon over Leslie Howard and Clark Gable in Gone with the Wind. Or they'd sit there and weep buckets over Ginger Rogers and Kitty Foyle. Shirley Temple felt she was getting too old to work so hard, so she retired. After all, she was 11 years old back in 1940. Sorry, Shirley, I don't want to give away dates, birthdays, and so on. My engineer, Bob Johnson, is having a birthday today, so while he enjoys some cake, I guess we'll enjoy the news headlines. After this, I guess we better do it now, Bob. It's about 1:30 with Studio St. Paul, Minneapolis at 830-WCCO. And the news headlines to this half hour. Chicago police report a restaurant owner was killed, has killed three other persons following an argument in his establishment, but the man later gave himself up. The director of the Congress of Racial Equality, CORE, Floyd McKissick, says CORE is thinking about organizing Negro voters in Cleveland and Newark. And the Republican governor-elect of California, Ronald Reagan, says the U.S. should use its full resources to win a quick victory in Vietnam. Weather-wise, for around the five-state area, for North Dakota, fair to partly cloudy and warmer through the night, lows of 24 to 32 degrees. And let's see, there'll be some light showers in the form of rain or snow by this coming night or Tuesday, and the high temperature about 42 to 55. For South Dakota, occasional cloudiness through Tuesday, low over the night 28 to 40, and highs for Monday 52 to 65 degrees. Iowa, for the rest of this night, mostly fair and warmer, with the southeasterly winds at about 10 to 12 miles an hour. Continued mild Monday night and Tuesday. High Monday, incidentally, will be in the 50s in the east to the low 60s in the western portion. For Wisconsin, considerable cloudiness in the east, partly cloudy in the west, remainder of tonight. Low temperature, 23 to 33 degrees. And it should get up to a high of about 42 to 50 on this coming afternoon for the state of Wisconsin. But you people took our gophers over the weekend, so I guess we'll just have to take it on the chin. But Minnesota can smile in portions with occasional cloudiness through Tuesday. There will be a chance of a few showers of rain or snow in the extreme north late Monday or Monday night. Otherwise, pretty much fair to partly cloudy skies over the rest of the state. Lows tonight 22 to 30. Highs this coming day from about 34 to 55 degrees. And the Twin Cities outlook, occasional cloudiness through Tuesday. It'll be warmer this day, a little warmer Monday night, and a little temperature change for Tuesday. Low temperature remainder of this night at 25 degrees. Monday night down to a low of 32 and then up to a high of 52 for this coming afternoon. Very nice. The barometer is falling. Humidity is 89%. That is also dropping down. Wind south at 7 and the temperature is 29 degrees. This is John Sewell in Musical Showcase Land through the morning hours from the station serving the nation. That's the music of Julius Watkins, a few of the French horns and music from a motion picture called Captain from Castile. That was dedicated to his love, the captain's love, called Katana. It's 24 minutes away from 2, and I have a lady on the phone just asked when the weather satellite will be coming across. It's going to be visible just, actually now, maybe in a minute or two. Pagios, at 27 degrees above the northeast horizon. This will be a little low in the sky. 27 degrees above and moving from northwest to southeast. Pagios, 27 degrees above the northeast horizon, moving from northwest to southeast.